It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Wayne and Robert Paul. They are members of the Castle Country OHV Association, and they've got a really fun poker ride that's coming up on April 17th. We're going to tell you all about it today. Wayne, we're going to start with you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
How are things going with you and with the OHV Association?
We're doing pretty good, involved in community activities and working with the land managers, and we have a ride every month.
All right. So let's talk about what a poker run really is before we get into the particulars of it. It's basically riding around and going to different stops and getting cards, and that's and you're building a hand.
Correct.
So you go around to different points, so there would be five different stops. Is that how it would work?
Correct.
Okay. So let's talk about this one, a swell cure for the cabin fever poker ride, once again happening on April 17th. Let's give everybody the particulars, the registration, all that good stuff.
Okay, so we're going to be out at on the Centerfield Swell Recreation Area. We'll have signs posted from the Centerfield Swell Recreation Area from Castledale. It's about 25 miles in, and we're going to be at the corrals on the south side of the Cedar Mountain. Registration is from 8 until 11, and specifically sharp at 11, because after that we won't be able to give you cards. It takes about 4 hours to get through the ride, and we want everybody to get back and be able to start doing the prize handout. When you show up at the registration tent, you're going to fill out a registration form. One particular thing that we ask you to acknowledge is that this is a no alcohol event on the trail. Our poker hands are $10 for the first hand and $5 for each additional hand. So you can buy as many as you, or you can get as many as you'd like. Also at our registration tent, we're going to have our club apparel. We're going to have hats and flags and stickers, and we will have some refreshments there, coffee and cocoa and donuts as well at the site there.
Okay, and a really quick question. If somebody wants to just come out, they don't have to be a member of the association, do they?
No, they don't. Everybody can come from anywhere you want.
And will they have the opportunity at registration to sign up to be a member or
they
get
can.
Information?
They will. Yep, they can. We'll have membership applications there, and it's $25 for an annual fee, and they can join up at that point.
And talking to, we've had Steina in a few times, and talking to her, you guys, like you said, you go on rides all across the state every month, don't you?
We do. We just came back from a Kanab ride last month, and then next month we're going to go to Vernal. In June, we're going to go to the Henry Mountains. July, we're going to be up on Vatican Trail. In August, we're going to go up on the European Trail. September, we're going to go to the Green River. October going out to Whitewash. So yeah, we've got a 12-month rotating calendar, and you can visit our website to check that out.
You're pretty booked up. And when you say OHVs, it's open to anything, like you said, like motorcycles, four-wheelers, all that good stuff,
yeah.
Right?
And a lot of our trails that we go on, it's kind of limited to about 70-inch. We do have probably a couple 72-inchers, so sometimes it might be a little bit tight, but most trails out there will take care of a 70-inch vehicle.
Okay. So get out there and registration. Now we're going to move over to Robert Paul, RP, as everybody knows him. And he's going to tell us all about the ride itself. It sounds like it's an exciting, fun ride, going through and looking at some beautiful scenery. RP, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good. I'm doing awesome.
All right. So let's talk about this ride, because this ride, I've done parts of this ride, and this is in beautiful country, great scenery. So let's talk all about it.
Right on. So if you know where the towers are on Cedar Mountain, we're right below the towers, and there's some big black corrals right there on the east side. To start off the day, you can come out there, register. You don't have to start at a certain time. You can start out on your own pace. We do ask that you bake it back in before 3. That's why we have registration strictly cut off at 11, because we need to make sure you get back for the drawings. We will have a trail cleaner guy who will go through and kind of help push some people through the trail to get it done. There is camping available out there, so there's open camping out there. Anybody wants to come camp at night, they can come out there. We camp out there for a couple days because we set up the trail on Friday. The trail is very easily marked. We have a lot of signs, and we do some ribbons in the trees so that they can follow that trail real easy. The trail is specifically, basically, a real easy trail. There are a couple minor technical spots, but we make sure we get everybody on the easy trail so everybody can have fun and nobody's worried and nobody's scared about going on the trail. So anybody, any kind of beginner rider or advanced rider can go on this trail.
Well, and that's what you were saying before we came on the air. We were kind of talking, this is a family-friendly event.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody can get out there and take these trails.
Yes, yeah. In years past, the children have had a lot of fun because they get their own hands, and then they get to win a prize. You know, they come up and they win a prize, so it's really fun to have that, watch the kids. There's about two or three nice overlooks that look over to Swell, right over to Buckhorn Wash area. That's really cool. There's a lot of juniper trees to drive through. You'll be going by the Thompson Bomb Holes. So that's a little nice place to check out. One of the checkpoints, there's an old cowboy cave that you walk down in. You can go check it out. But, you know, and there's so much beautiful scenery out there. You might get to see some wildlife. Also, just bring your own lunch. And then you just go at your own pace. You go with your group. And you just go along and you enjoy the day with your friends and your family.
And you were saying you got to be back by 3:30.
3:15.
Oh, 3:15.
You really want them back by 3 so we can do the drawing at 3:15.
Okay. And that's what you were saying, too. Everybody's going to win something in this.
Yeah, pretty much. They pretty much do, yeah.
So just come on out, and whatever your hand is, you're going to get something. You're going to walk away with something on this
one. And the trail is roughly 30 miles. And it takes, you know, if you're taking your time and going through it, it should take you 4 hours to get through it. So if you register at 11, you should still be back by 3.
All right. So if anybody wants any more information on this, how do they get in touch with you guys? Who can they contact?
They can get a hold of us at our phone numbers. We have a poster on our website. Our website is
castlecountryohva.org.
And the poster's right there. You can get on there, get all the information that you guys need.
Right.
All right. So anything else you wanted to add before we close
just
it out?
Just come out. It's time to get out. It's getting warm. We know we're right behind Easter. Usually we do this event before Easter. Easter was early this year, but still it's time to get out and go play. You know, everybody's been – that's why we call it the Swell Cure for Cabin Fever, because everybody's been locked up and they want to get out. So
get out and have some fun.
I'll just have to say one point, too, is that the Swell is getting pretty busy. A lot of people are getting out there and recognizing and realizing the fun that they can have out there. So if you plan on camping, you might want to come a little early. And we will have a tent set up probably on Thursday the 15th. So you can come by and see us, talk to us, and maybe get some suggestions on some rides before the poker ride starts.
All right.
And if you want to make a good weekend of camping, come out early. We'll direct you where to go ride.
Okay, so we were just talking to Wayne and Robert Paul with the Castle Country OHV Association about a Swell Cure for Cabin Fever poker ride that's coming up on April 17th. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on this interview and others, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.